with Gary Black. Now, Gary Black is the owner and operator of Harmony Farms, 21 years as president of the Georgia Agricultural Business Council, and running for Georgia Agricultural Commissioner. Gary, thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here today, guys.
I appreciate it for sure. For our listeners, tell me what the responsibilities of the Agricultural Commissioner are.
I tell you, this office and agency really probably touches more citizens in Georgia every day than any other agency in state government. Have a real important responsibility in food safety, a wide range of other consumer protection issues like inspecting grocery stores, fuel pumps, making sure that a pound is a pound and a gallon is a gallon. Those weights and measures responsibility. Responsibilities. This department also regulates pest control companies, make sure they're using safe products and properly educated and properly certified. But then if you can look on the other issues relative to pets, companion animals, animal shelters, there's some responsibilities there. But then the other implied responsibilities of promoting agriculture, there's an economic development component of trade, and supporting our agricultural businesses, we're promoting Georgia commodities, all those kind of things, regulating fertilizer and chemicals, making sure those products are actually what farmers pay for, and they have truth in labeling issues there. So it's certainly a wide range, very important office, and really every one of your listeners, the Department of Agriculture touches their lives every day, and I look forward to bring a 21st century vision to lead Georgia.
Yeah, I think we need that, and I think I do speak for our listeners, and I agree with what you're saying, is that I didn't realize how wide the scope was of the Department of Agriculture. And you mentioned one thing, food safety. And as I hear you say that, what came to mind, I don't know if you saw the story, is the frankenfish, the genetically altered salmon that the FDA looked at and essentially said it's safe to eat, and they're talking about not labeling that. I'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts there.
Well, I'll tell you, I think whenever we have any of our, developments in science and the way those products come onto the market, I'm going to be a strong proponent to make sure that those are thoroughly reviewed, that you have, have good, sound people that are making those decisions and thorough regulatory processes. FDA has a pretty good process on those approvals. So That one particular issue is just one of many where you're finding people that people are concerned. But I think there are some important labeling issues that people need to know what they want to eat, and that's a big know what they're eating, and that's a big responsibility of this department is truth in labeling. So we're going to be careful that Georgia labels are not separate than from what's all across the nation, because then you have some interstate commerce issues there. But I want to be a good, strong defender. I think consumers definitely need to know what they're purchasing and have a good, sound, visionary Department of Agriculture that gives them confidence in the marketplace.
All right, we are talking today to Gary Black, candidate for Georgia Agricultural Commissioner. I don't know if you saw this on the news, but there's a gentleman, I think in DeKalb County, he was growing vegetables in his yard and giving them away. And via zoning, maybe he was growing too many vegetables on his land. I'm not so sure how you can do that and giving away to too many people. But he's facing fines of $5,000. That kind of seems to me like a government overreach. Am I missing the boat there?
Yeah, there's a little stiff thing. I don't know all the facts of that case. We did see did do a little investigation last week when the story broke. But there's a fine line, Ty, when it comes to zoning. Zoning is truly one of those real home rule responsibilities the Georgia Constitution gives to local governments. And so what they decide and can do, that is a local decision. I'm going to yield to local folks, but I really think government has got to be more responsive to its citizens. I think there was a citizen outcry on this, and I look forward to seeing how that local government's going to deal with that, because it's just, having badged government representatives coming in have to take a pretty aggressive action like this. I hope that they'll be sure that they're put the heads on straight before going too far on this, because it's really people are interested in locally grown products. I'm I had some discussion, or actually was involved in some legislation a little over a year ago, where we had to make sure that the animal husbandry and crop management practices that Georgia producers are they're engaged in on their farms, is to make sure that those would be exempted from any kind of local legislation. Now, we did have to put a caveat in there that it did not apply to zoning, because, again, zoning is a home rule decision by a local government. But those agricultural practices governing how people farm, we didn't want to see local government be into that area. Telling people where they can farm is still certainly a zoning issue for local governments. But I agree with you. We've got to be careful at all levels of government, not have this long arm of government just reaching. Seems like we want to continue to be involved in people's lives on a daily basis, and we need to guard against that. And I really want to have a Department of Agriculture that's more responsive to the citizens, so that we kind of do what we're supposed to, and then get out of their way.
And it is interesting, and just kind of follow on there. It's reported on WSB that they actually did change the zoning for him. And yeah. but the government, and I guess it's the DeKalb County government, is still going after him on the old zoning, because he had done it beforehand. So hopefully the cooler heads will prevail there.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I mean just I know local governments may be trying to seek revenue any way they can to make budgets and things, but I think we need to. This is a good, honorable, apparently a good, honorable, well-respected individual in his community.
Right.
They need to get back to letting him provide the product for local citizens.
What a great idea. And most of them he was just giving away. It's a hobby.
Yeah.
His real business is a landscaping business. He was cited, evidently, for having his landscaping workers coming, picking up equipment from his home. So we'll move on from there. Actually, I wanted to ask you this, too. I heard you speak maybe a month or so ago, and you had said that, and you said this, you can correct me here if I'm wrong, you said that agriculture was maybe the biggest or very, very large, if not the biggest employer in the state of Georgia. Is that correct?
That's correct. So agriculture, the food and fiber sector, is the largest single component of Georgia's economy. And when you take what's produced on the farm level, which is about 11, any given year in Georgia is about $11 billion, and then you take all the other value-added activities, the manufacturing, the marketing, the transportation jobs that are related to agriculture, that 11 it multiplies into a $65 billion economic impact on Georgia's economy, and still the largest sector.
$65 billion.
That's correct.
Wow.
And it's one of the things that we do best. If you've heard this, we've kind of trying to educate Georgians about the importance of agriculture. But you get back to, if you look at Georgia, just its name, and we think about getting our name from King George, which we did. But if you look back into the old language, look into the Greek, it's actually Georgia is the feminine form of George, and in the Greek that means a farmer. So our very name means agriculture. It's still so important to everything that we do here, and it is something that we should expand for the future, I think.
Learn something new every day. We're coming to break here, but I want to get this in, this question to you. As agriculture commissioner, what can you do to ensure that we're leaving a better America, and more specifically a better Georgia, to our children? We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I'm going to tell you, just the economic impact we've just discussed, the moral fiber of the rural community, and the basic manufacturing and production, that's the way we generate wealth in this nation. That's how we generate jobs for the future, is getting, expanding markets for our products, having more added value through manufacturing jobs here in Georgia. And as Commissioner of Agriculture, I can be a proponent of that. And when we do that, a healthy Georgia agriculture is a healthy Georgia economy, all up and down every sector and every community in Georgia. So having some experienced, passionate advocate in the public arena, I think is what Georgia needs, and that's what I can provide.
All right. We are talking to Gary Back, Black candidate for Georgia Agriculture Commissioner. If someone wants to find out more about you or make a donation to your campaign, how would they do so?
We'd certainly be honored to have that. Our website is votegaryblack.com. Your listeners can follow us on a great fan page on Facebook or on Twitter, Gary Black, and then the number 4, and then AG Ag, Gary Black 4 Ag on Twitter. We have got a great following in the new media arena, and just visiting our website. We actually do have a new website, have a new version rolling out here. that's rolled out this week, and you can see some videos on there that share my vision. And also, when you see the actual position papers, the substance of my campaign, I want your listeners to know that consultants don't write that for me. I wrote every word. I would be deeply honored to earn your listeners' votes and your vote as we move forward and get a 21st century vision for this Department of Agriculture for all of Georgia.
Gary Black, candidate for Agriculture Commissioner for the state of Georgia, thanks so much for
being
with us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right, right after the break, we're going to be talking